We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. In about an hour, we've got your chance at tickets to Alice in Winterland, presented by Bud Light, and passes into the exclusive Sarah and Vinny pre-party before the show. Yet another thing that Scott's not invited to.
Well, you know what? I'm going to invite myself to all these things because you guys invite yourselves to things all the time, on the air and off. I mean,
I
who
most
in the crashes
definitely part- do. I do not.
No, you don't, because you've got stuff to do. But Huma doesn't have a life, and he crashes parties and stuff all the time.
That's true.
He's all mad because he wasn't invited to Huma's birthday party on Friday night.
But and yet, I know he can't make headphones. It, right? He has a show that
yeah,
night.
Yeah, he knows you can't make it. You
That's have not a- why. He doesn't care about my shows or anything I do. He hates my stand-up. He didn't invite me because he doesn't want someone.
Well, he didn't invite me either.
Well, because he knows you won't go.
Well, that's true.
You don't
he
like
didn't
each
invite
other.
You?
No, they can't stand each other. The thing is, I'm the only person he knows who's been in two Academy Award-winning films. If he is a name dropper, mine is the name he should be dropping.
That's true. I agree.
Thank
What's
you, Yuzette. Thank you.
Yes.
But the other one? Oh, a little film called Star Wars Phantom Menace
oh,
that
you're
I was
not in?
In
that.
What?
You're not in that.
I'm raking
He's in it.
I'm still raking in the cash, baby.
This is you.
That sounds like you at work, actually. Now, every time I tune in, that's all I hear when you talk. No, I look. No. I'm an action figure, by the way. You can buy me in a store. Hello?
Can you look that up? I have several
in my house. People send them to me all the time.
What to sign
What's
and
the action
send
figure
back?
Called,
exactly.
Scott?
It's called Bode and...
Bode and this
Fee.
This is not pretty.
Fee, but it's a two-headed... It's Phantom Menace.
Not a good look.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I'm
it was
yelling.
You and Greg Proops
yes,
as one
you.
Character.
Yes. No, well,
he
no.
did all the talking.
No, actually...
You went derby derby deep.
I think you'll find that we're... Thank you for your support, sir. I think if I were two heads on one body, actually, like you and Vinny, we're two different people, but we speak as one, like the two of you do. And not in unison, of course, because you're professionals. But he was... Yes, anyway, it's a great film. Thank you for noticing. What are we talking about this for? It's so long ago. How are you guys?
Because you were whining about having been in two Academy Award.
I'm not whining, Sarah. My feelings are hurt. Why do every time I bring up my feelings, you get...
Are your feelings really hurt?
No, but I'm just
right.
saying I'd like to be included. I mean, you said, are you going?
I know. I am going. I just RSVP'd and looked at the invitation.
Oh, you're going to go?
Yeah, because I'm going to get a ride. So, Vinny, on his invitation, he hired a DJ.
Oh,
he hired a photographer, and then the
he
third...
hired.
Yeah,
right.
And his mom hired.
Yeah, his mom
a paid photographer.
For all of it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he name drops on the invitation.
Oh God.
Yeah, he name dropped. He said that the what you're supposed to wear, the dress code.
Oh, it's a rocker chic.
Rocker chic. In honor of the Rockers Ball, which is
coming
November
up
16th.
That has nothing to do with him, right?
Right.
But he's dropping that name
right.
anyway.
Yeah.
Which I don't know about you guys, but I got, because I went to the Rockers Ball last year.
Yeah, I went.
I got a thing in the mail that.
What is this Rockers Ball?
It's the fundraiser for Do It for the Love.
Michael
so
Franti.
It's Michael Franti
oh, it's
and
thing.
Sarah
yeah.
Franti.
Oh, okay.
They have this thing, and they it's high end.
Yeah, another thing I've not been invited to. Vinny, were you not invited either?
I was not invited.
Listen,
Good
you don't
Lord.
Get invited to that because it's a fundraiser.
It's an option.
And the cheapest way to get in was something like $70,000.
Oh.
And all these like really high end ones were already sold out. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God. So I went to something that I would have had to pay $70,000 for last
wow.
year.
And they auction off huge like trips to Fiji.
Oh, it's
oh,
like,
crazy.
All these crazy things that
right.
me and Sarah
like a house in the Alps for
like,
a month.
Yeah, exactly. We couldn't afford anything.
No.
Vinny, but, maybe you and I yeah. should throw our own party instead of invite, not invite anybody.
You know, as a father of a newborn, I'm really not interested. I'm busy.
But, you know, I'm in Santa Cruz sometimes, so, and I have that little condo.
How did your show go?
It, you could come along if you want next time to the show. You'd be one of 22 people. That actually
it was not huge.
Well, listen, I want to point out that you can't hear us over there.
Yeah.
Well, I think you guys get as far as the mountains and then it stops, right?
Because
right. The mountains block
So, I mean,
you.
There are a lot of people in town when they see me will say, dude, you know, and that's cool. But, right.
But they can't be regular listeners necessarily.
But unless they go over the hill.
Well, we sold
or
it
radio.com. Right.
We sold it out because people in Felton and Saratoga had come the last time.
Out.
No, the last time.
Oh.
But this time we thought we would. But I think the venue wasn't to snuff for people since we don't get translated to that town. I can say I don't think people appreciated the venue. It's an old gay bar and it's fun for the kids. I think it's kind of iconic and cool, but I think for the Alice listeners that it just wasn't okay. That's the only reason I can imagine we didn't sell. We had a few people come in and they were very nice and regular listeners and all that, but we didn't
I don't know,
Santa Cruz, I have to say, you know, those people need to move faster. Everyone moves way too slow. I went to the Trader Joe's and I'm pushing people out of the way. I need my protein bars. Can you people move faster? Even the young people. They're so slow. They're all high and dirty. And some people weren't wearing shoes indoors. And for me, Santa Cruz, the beach is nice, but I'm done. I'm done with this.
It's not your town, huh?
No, I'm over it.
It's not
for you. I'm not going back.
All right.
There's a steakhouse in Felton I might play. It's really nice. It's got a cabaret bar in it. Really nice. You can do that. Yeah.
Wow.
Seats 250.
I
know. It's got a cabaret room. They do a little. I'm talking to the guy. Where do I do a little show there? And that's fine. That's as far as I go. The mountains, Scotts Valley, named after me, as far as I'll go.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but beyond that, I'm not going to. You know, I just. You know, Sarah, you know, you just feel like this is not.
This isn't where I belong.
It's not evolving this place fast enough. You know, I thought the earthquake might clean it up, but it still feels a bit too, it's still a bit of a mess. And what can I do? I'm on the front lines trying to help. You know,
by the way, what a giver you are.
Bar is where I had my first experience.
What? The Blue Lagoon is where you had your first experience?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know what that means.
What?
How old were you?
Do you mean drink?
Sure.
No,
you could call it that.
Really
it was a drink. A gulp.
Oh, gross.
It was a.
Gross.
I was 17.
You were 17 when you had your first gay experience. And we're talking about your first gay experience.
First time I danced to ABBA in a bar.
What about the times when you were thumbing rides
times?
Over
well,
on Lombard?
No, but
you were younger than that, even.
You were hooking for 14 years.
I wasn't
God's
hooking.
Sake.
I never got money for it, sadly. No, I was.
Well, only because the guy pushed you out of the car.
Thank you for reminding me. No, this was the. God, Vinny.
Isn't that why he pushed him out? Because he wanted to ask for
Thank
money?
God nobody I know with any respect for me listened to this show.
That's one of my favorite stories.
I know. It's one of your go-tos. But no, look. This was my first, my first burgeoning sort of flourish kind of gay. Like, here I am, guys, in a gay bar sort of thing.
Oh, like you went
out,
to a gay
my
bar.
My first out. Yes. Because we used to go to Capitola. And one night my mom got drunk in a rocking chair listening to Lady Sings the Blues. And I hopped in the Toyota Corolla station wagon green, had dents on the side that I put in them. And drove with my mom, passed out, my sister, I don't know where she was, to this. I'd heard about this bar. We'd passed it.
Did you have a fake ID?
I did. And anyway, I was tall, and they just let me in. They didn't check IDs in 1979. They didn't care.
They
anyway,
it's like, oh, look, fresh young blood.
Yeah, here he is. And I remember walking past the bar and hearing people go at me. I'm like, I don't know what that means. Anyway, but I like it. And then
whatever it means, it's great.
Hi. Hey, guys.
This is the same exact venue?
Oh, yeah. Blue Lagoon.
Wow.
And I remember I went on the dance floor, and there were all these what seemed like old, probably younger than me now, guys sitting kind of seated against the wall, like looking, just staring at me like, what did I get wrong? What did I do? I feel like I'm being punished. And then I'm on the dance floor, and this guy came up and was dancing with near me and started doing the hip bump thing, which we used to do in those days.
The bump.
And I'm like, I don't know you. And he was in college and seemed really old to me, too. He had a real job, like a day job. He worked in a men's boutique.
Oh.
And he was telling me that he had braces. I know. But he was like 22. I'm like, God, he's so old. The braces are so creepy. And then.
Braces on a gay man. That sounds dangerous.
I know. Like,
dangerous.
Yeah, damaged. Anyway, so we hung out and then. we got my car and, you know,
okay,
now
talked. Now I get it.
Yeah. And then.
So this was your first club experience,
yes.
Not your first experience.
My first out kind of being around gay men and telling people that, yes,
you weren't a stand-up yet.
No, God, no.
Because you were straight for a while when you were stand-up.
I was, yeah, I did.
Tell us about that.
Why is this turning into, should we break up into small discussion groups and talk about my feelings of man and low self-esteem?
Like, did you do, what is the deal with women?
Women and toilet paper, what's all that about? Thank you. you.
Is that one of your jokes?
See you at home. Is that Lexa? I might put it back in for you. Is that what she said? Yeah.
Oh my God. It would actually be really funny if you were like, okay, here's my straight joke set.
I used to add them a little bit when I first got to be like, well, you guys, this is better because this is what I used to do. And then, like, you know, sleeves pushed up, like, people, please enjoy the curly fries. I had another joke about, I had this terrible joke about sleeping with a girl. Oh God.
Oh, let's hear it.
No, it's too.
Does it end with you vomiting on it?
It's too clenching. No, it's about like, you know, she farts under the sheets and tells me to dive for it and all this stuff. And I do because it's hot.
Because you like it.
I'm
right?
Getting embarrassed. Thinking about it. Anyway, yeah, so. And people were like, when he says girlfriend, does he mean girlfriend or does he mean? Because I can't picture him with boobies. Mm. Anyway, so yeah.
What do I do with these?
Hello. Like, Tokyo. Come in Tokyo.
The first time you did stand up comedy?
It was in high school, at Sir Francis Drake High School in San Anselmo.
Like a talent show?
Yeah, it was a variety show, and they'd had a host for it. Mm-hmm. I just started drama as a junior. I think a junior. And then they said, we need a host. I said, well, I can bring people out. I mean, because I didn't have any discernible talent. I couldn't sing or dance or anything. I'll just bring people out. Uh-huh. And so I went out the first night and I did a Mr. Rogers impression with a little plastic frog in my hand that I spoke to.
Oh.
That had a pump on it that I could move the frog with.
Oh,
and
funny.
People really went for it. And so that bit.
And you loved the laughter and you went, this is my calling.
These are my peeps. And that bit extended that weekend. It was just a 3-night show. And then I.
So you got real comfortable by the third night.
By the third night, I was half the show. Yeah, I was like, what are you guys doing backstage? This is all about me. Anyway, so, and then I joined an improv group.
Caprio Presents.
Yeah, exactly. And the improv group was at Spaghetti Factory in North Beach. That's when I met in the baseball jacket, hitchhiking home. That's how I met people.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's how it all started. And
hitchhiking
then,
home.
Yeah, but on Lombard. That's a good camouflage.
I love improv. I didn't know you did any.
Oh, yeah, for 2 years. I traveled with a group. We drove up and down the state of California, went to L.A. for a while. It was really popular amongst young people because Robin was so huge, mm-hmm. and he was such an influence on all of us. And we just wanted to try to do what he kind of course, we never could emulate him, but... And it was really popular here in the city. The group, not me, got big audiences because people just really, really went. I think it is still popular. Improv is still a big deal in the UK. It's still huge there.
We have a long-running improv, I think it's called
Bay Area
Theater Sports.
Yeah, Bay Area Theater.
I took class with them when I first came back up in 88.
They're great. We actually just recently went to the show.
They're really fun.
They mix it up. All the great.
Excellent.
They're
on the marina, right?
Yeah, it's at Fort Mason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know Corey Rosen?
Yeah, Corey. In fact, I want to say I went to one of those Bats Improv things with you, and you got on stage and did part of the show.
Oh, really?
God, yes.
A while ago.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Maybe. I really like improv a lot because, you know, I have a degree in acting, and I have a long... UC Irvine. I'm a UC student. And I have a long history of creative output,
yes.
And I really enjoy... creating something with other people on stage.
You did a lot of TV this time here at home.
Do you really have a degree in acting?
I did. A waste of a degree. I went there as an economics student.
It's not a waste. You're in two Oscar...
Academy
Award winning.
I'm calling San Francisco Frisco. It's Academy Award, but thank you.
By the way, the name is Fode
nice
and
try,
Bede. Right?
Thank you. Yeah. I can't remember all the roles I've played on screen. You guys can't expect me to remember all the Academy Award winning roles.
Was he Fode or was he Bede?
I don't know. You tell me.
I was
Beep.
I was Beep.
Oh, okay. Beep.
Yes. Thank you, Sharon. Yeah. Anyway.
I think you were doing the translation for.
Yes. No, he was translating in English, but I was. I was translating. Yes, exactly. We were translating each other.
But he's right. They're still on sale. You can buy them on Amazon and all over the place.
Yeah, see?
How much?
$10.
They're not cheap, baby. That's what I'm talking about. I'm merchant.
This is, in case you're just joining us, Scott Capurro's on with us, and he came in yelling and screaming about the Academy Award.
See you in Fairfax on
Friday
at the 19 Broadway.
And how he's Fode and Bean.
And Saturday. I'm doing a show in South San Francisco on Saturday if you guys want to come. I saw that at
the brewery.
Yeah, do you want to come? It's beautiful, that place. It's really fantastic.
I can only go one time. Is this weekend Hooman's birthday?
Yes.
Friday, yeah.
Friday night is Hooman's birthday.
That's what he was screaming about, not getting invited to the party.
Yes.
That's where
it
started.
How could he not? If he wants a name drop, he should be name dropping me. I'm Scott Capurro.
I was just sad because I thought it'd be fun for all of us to hang out together.
Yeah.
We don't do it very often.
I know. Hey, it would be fun.
So you did a lot of TV last week. What was it for? The Alameda, blah, blah, blah?
Alameda International Film Festival. They're doing a salute to Mrs. Doubtfire, 25th anniversary. And they had a bunch of actors who'd been in the film on. And Mark, who directs the festival, interviewed us. It was really fun. Oh. Really fun. They
You're
did a
great
beautiful
on
job.
TV. You look great on TV. You're very calm, relaxed. And you have just, your witticisms are fast and furious.
Oh,
you're great. You're absolutely.
I know you don't
thank
get
you,
too often,
thank you.
But that's what we call a compliment.
When Yuzette says it, I know it's true. All right, thank you.
So you did like Channel 2. You did
twice. I did. They were really great. They're really great.
NBC Bay Area.
NBC Bay Area.
Yeah, that was fun.
You did KCBS radio.
Yeah, but the most I enjoy, of course, is being here with you.
Of course, yes, of course. I can tell you.
I do miss you guys when I'm away, and then I come back, it's like, oh. But I do miss you when I'm away. I do.
I don't miss you because you write to me all the time.
I do.
You are an excellent correspondent.
Well, I try to stay in touch with you because
because
I miss you and, you know.
So keep our love alive.
Will you be spending the holidays abroad or...
Yes, I think so.
Oh, vacationing for the holidays.
I might come back because my husband's got some free time, and I do too. And I need to see my dad a bit.
Yes.
Boy, just money to burn. You do great, don't you?
What are you talking about?
Well, those you don't. Are you flying like this?
I mean, I wish. God, I wish I could. No, thank God for credit cards. There'd be no middle class without credit cards. No, I want to see him while he's still, you know,
seeable.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And he's all right, though. He's all right.
Good.
And my sister took the car. She got the car.
Yeah, you've mentioned that.
You're
about
really
40,
about,
about 40
about
times.
Wow.
I'm fine about
you
that.
Don't need, you have a car. You don't need a car.
It's fine. Whatever. I'm glad she got what she wanted. It's fine. And she does spend a lot of time there with him. And they're very close.
The brunt of it falls to her. You go on vacation a lot.
Well, I saw my cousins this week. We went and saw Men in Boats. Have you seen Men in Boats at ACT?
I have not.
It's great. It's an all-women cast. You should go see. It's very inspiring for female peeps.
Oh, Men in Boats?
Yeah.
I get it.
All women playing it. It's great. You should go.
All right.
Do you see a lot of theater and support the local arts?
I don't.
It's weird because they support you. I would think that you'd want to get
I've been to your show before.
I know. That was great.
And I enjoyed you. I actually thought you were I've told you this already, though.
You're pretty good.
I think you're egging me on.
I like it when you say it.
I thought you were
now,
fantastic.
This is my go-to. Is your,
you actually were unbelievable.
Oh.
And the thing that's
surprising... You're meant to be believable, though. That's the problem. Is that a problem?
To me, is that to have put that much into a performance that wasn't captured on film is surprising.
But that's the beauty of live performance. It's about my relationship with the audience. It's very intimate.
Yeah. Well, you were very good.
Thank you. You guys
As
are great.
As always.
Well done, by the way. I read online, is this still true, that yours is the most listened to adult radio program in the country? That you're,
where'd you read that?
I don't know. I was just looking for things about myself on the show. And I found a cute little bio about Rudy. Uh-huh. That was adorable. Rudy, a friend of the station, which is something you guys have never done for me. And then I found this statistic from a few years ago about how you are the most listened to adult radio program in the mornings in the country. That your numbers are that high.
I'm going to say yes.
Fine.
Well, I was really happy
for
you.
No one told me, but that is actually
great. I'll find it.
I'll
send it to you.
Listen,
send that to my agent.
We owe that to our listeners. It's, you know, without them.
Well, listen, Santa Cruz was, you know.
Yelling down a well.
Santa Cruz was apocalyptic, but your people are very supportive.
Well, you'll be better.
Well, two people showed up that I didn't know, and I'm like, why are you guys here? They said, oh, we're from Reno. And I said, well, do you get the show in Reno? No, we just typed in your name in Google, and it came up. So we're just here to see company. We're on vacation. I'm like, okay, well, good luck in there. And they sat in the front row in their arms, like they're really cute, like little plaid shirt on him. She's got a cute little outfit, like, you know, shoulderless and stuff. And they're like sitting with little drink and watching me, and slowly but surely, as the evening progresses, they sink more and more in their chair with this plastic smile on their face. Front row, front table, middle. And then at the end of the show, I thought, I'm sure they'll thank me on the way out. They bolted out of that old gay bar.
How long did you do?
Come on. Anyway, yeah, it was.
Oh, did you do a bar tour afterwards?
A little bit. Well, I might as well, because people kept walking in for free, and I'm yelling from stage, hey, turn around, doorman. There's people just walked in. Charge them. It didn't look good. Charge them. It's for the audience. Not about me. Because you're Alice, the 22 at Penn. I'm screaming, get money. We work here. I'm like, you don't work here. This place, no one works here. This is anyway, get out. I was yelling get out at three different people in baseball caps.
How long was the show?
I don't remember. Kay. It went on and on.
19 Broadway in Fairfax. That's going to be a much better show.
Crowd
Those are your people.
Yeah, they are. That's a really
that
fun.
That is this Friday night, so that's
Way
tomorrow
to
night.
Friday night, buddy.
Thank you. Oh, come on here. Thank you.
And you're going to come to that one, right, Sarah? You're coming on Friday.
I'm not. I'm going to Hooman's party.
You're choosing Hooman over our friendship?
If I don't go to... Listen, if I don't go to the Hooman party, I'll never hear the end of it.
Where is he anyway? He's planning his party.
He's on a religious retreat.
In the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Another thing his parents paid for. Another thing his mother paid for.
I don't know who paid for it.
A religious retreat.
Yes, it's his church's reality, and they're having a big summit. As Vinny says, he's trying to move up the ladder at the church.
I can't get over that one of the biggest names in the surf industry is the guy who runs that church.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's crazy.
A small world, right? Maybe
surprising.
You should go. You can hang out with him. I
keep telling him to sneak through the bushes and start yelling. It's like a whole camping thing. They're camping.
They sleep outdoors?
Well, what did he say? Like little tent cabin?
I looked it up. It's actually not. It's very nice, actually.
Okay. Oh, right.
Well, I'm sure it is.
Yeah. They're not intense.
Hooman must be really good with budgeting himself because, you know, on minimum wage here, he does a lot of really fun stuff.
It really does.
And so do you. So I wonder. Both of you are working something.
Yeah, but I merch. I do a lot of merch. You know, I do tours of gay bars and stuff. This is where it happened. This is where I cried. This is the corner I cried in after. This is where I tried to find a friend to walk me to my car.
Close your mouth for a minute. Shut up. 19 Broadway in Fairfax on Saturday night. On Friday night. And on Saturday night, Armstrong Brewing Company in South San Francisco. That's,
are we doing a secret
Saturday
show? Or
we're not.
I'll just stay then for the next half. I'll just stay.
Vinny?
He can stay out there.
Oh, right. Okay.
Hit the road, Jack. Scott Kapoor, right, everybody.
No Woo! Secret show. These are my last shows in the U.S.
Yeah, last shows in the U.S. The next one
Hit
is in Nottingham,
Jack,
at
Don't
Glee Club.
Back no more.
See you there.
Are you doing two nights
What'd
there?
What'd you
yeah
say?
They love me in Nottingham.
Right. Scott Kapoor, everybody. Sarah and Vinny. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Another gorgeous day out the window here. It's 8:38, and it's Thursday. You can check us out. We do this whole show live every morning, and there are cameras capturing it. Just go to radioalice.com/watch and take you right to the Looking Glass, and you can see what's going on in here. What the hell's going on in there?
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in Berkeley. So Prop C was a big one in the vote we just had here, and specifically in San Francisco. Prop C was about taxing the big companies.
$50 million or more in receipts or something.
Right. In order to help the homeless problem we have here in San Francisco. And if you haven't been to the city in a while, it's profound. Mm-hmm. It's not just people making it up or doing bits on the radio.
It's thickly settled with people living on the street.
It goes from everything from heartbreaking to... I shouldn't have to see that. No one should. Mm. It's awful.
To keep your hands off me and stop following me.
The open drug use and stuff is unbelievable. So hopefully Prop C is going to help. Unfortunately, San Francisco voters, while they approved the tax on the city's wealthiest companies, there was not enough approval, and it's going to end up in court.
Oh.
Despite, and by the way, the mayor didn't want it, and neither did, is that guy's name Jack Dorsey?
The Twitter guy.
The Twitter dude. Right.
Although London Breed was saying, she's like, well, it's passed now. I've extended an olive branch, and, you know, we're going to try and put that money to good use.
60% of voters supported Prop C, but it fell short of the 2/3 majority it needed. So
to be unassailable.
Right. So it looks like it'll end up in court. Benioff, of course, from Salesforce. I didn't know this. I know they have the biggest building in town, but the Salesforce is the largest private employer here in the city.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. They donated at least $8 million to the cause to get this pushed through. And he was all over the place getting behind it and on Twitter, arguing with other CEOs.
That is a huge company that I don't really know what they do.
They're a sales company they work with. In fact, I think we use them here. I can't be sure. But a lot of companies use them.
Yeah, clearly. And your girlfriend's an expert in it.
She
works there now.
Anyone in sales uses their software or whatever in order to track their sales and monitor everything from production through to the... It's valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal.
Clearly. It's the biggest deal in the city.
As you say that, it is very funny. I've never used it.
No.
None of us have.
Never seen it on a computer. I've never... Yeah.
You work in tech, you've used it, though.
Sure. I bet you have. I bet you're having to deal with it.
Anyway, so we'll see if that ends up in court or not, but it's likely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.